Lately, I've been losing sleep.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's free. It's Dog Pound Drive, the Cleveland Browns fan pregame. Don't miss live music, food trucks, a beer garden, and more. It's all happening next to First Energy Stadium, starting 3 hours before every home kickoff. Don't miss the next Dog Pound Drive pregame before the Browns and Steelers. The pregame starts at 10 a.m. on the south side of First Energy Stadium with music from Tricky Dick and EV. Sorry, folks. I'm just reading what
just
they give
reading.
Me. Just reading.
That's right.
I feel like Ron Burgundy right there. Whatever they put in the prompter, yeah. I'm saying. So let's keep stay classy, Cleveland. Here
Will
we
Swagger
go.
Swagger be on Dog Pound Drive? I hope.
I think he does make
does
an appearance.
He make an
on,
appearance?
Yeah, he does.
That's, he better be.
He typically does.
I need to meet Swagger.
Strong.
You haven't met Swagger
that's
yet?
Oh, you got to check him out.
Can
oh,
I bring wow. some dog bones or something so I can
he's
win him
like
over?
He's got like a dog house. He's got a,
win him over or
an orange fire
you know
hydrant.
Mean? That's sweet.
Yeah, right on the field. Swagger. Yeah,
orange
you
field turf
him.
To take a, you know what, on?
I think you guys are going to
cool.
I think you guys are going to be like, you guys are going to be dogs right away there, Matt.
How about even better? How about some brown and yellow or black and yellow field turf so he can take a you know what on.
I see where your head's at. I'm not.
I got to talk to Kevin Griffin about that.
Yeah, I think you should. Right, a little yeah. slab, a little logo yeah. on it of a okay. particular team. Yes, why not? All right, it's time to bring in Emmett Golden now and do a little fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction.
First up on Fact or Fiction today, number one, the key to getting out to a better start for the Browns is the defense more so than the offense.
I agree. I'm going to go with fact. The defense needs to impose their will upon Big Ben in that running football game of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Getting Big Ben to the ground. Get him to the ground. Multiple bodies getting Big Ben to the ground will stop his efficiency and stopping Le'Veon Bell and forcing more opportunities to get Big Ben to the ground. So getting Big Ben to the ground.
Okay.
Defense.
Yeah, okay, a natural, and I can concur with that, but wouldn't it be nice, though, with the other approach, and assume that the defense is able to do that, how about if the O came out, we Ben Tate in the end zone once, Hoyer hits,
I'd love to see
Andrew
7-0 right off
touching,
a rip.
And maybe the Browns get up 17-0 with three drives and put 17 points
Talk
on the
to
board.
Me, Reg.
With the all, well, I'm talking about the offense coming out and making a big-time statement. So just to kind of go hand-in-hand with, I'll go the offense putting together two or three first-quarter drives that puts either sevens or even threes on the board.
Guys, is it wrong to want it all? Can
no.
I want it all?
No.
Can I want it all?
See,
I
all want, the above.
All of the answer is C, all of the above. I want what the Browns did against New Orleans. They got out to a 10-0 lead in the first quarter. The offense moved the ball, two scoring drives, the defense with the shutout. Then they go up 16-3 in that game. That's what I want to see. And now the good news is for the Browns, at home, they have won the first quarter 17-3.
Yeah.
On the road, they have lost the first quarter 17-3. So it's important, and that it ties into those games, how they played out. Get off to that fast start on both sides of the ball. If I had to pick one, it's the defense, because I think they're the ones who really need the confidence boost. They're the ones who are going to feed off the energy of this crowd. But I'd like to see both of them come out rocking and rolling.
Fact or fiction?
The Browns NFL.com power ranking of number 20 is too low.
I think it's right. I think it's right where it needs to be. I think the great thing about it is a win over the Pittsburgh Steelers will vault us up somewhere between 14 and 17 based on who loses in front of us. And I think that we've done enough. We beat a questionable Saints team, which is supposed to be very good this football season. And I think also, too, that NFL record comeback against the Tennessee Titans is getting us a lot of respect, even though we played horribly in the first half. We're earning a lot of respect. So 20 is exactly where I'd have us.
I'm going to say that that's fiction. It's not too low. It's what you'd expect because of the peaks and valleys, and I'm going to channel the old inner Parcellian. You are what your record says you are. The Browns are 2-2 right now. You've got some one-loss football teams, as we know. And look, let's be honest about it. Right now it's kind of superfluous. This is week 6. I mean, you know what? Let's talk to me in December when there's snow on the ground. And then let's say let's maybe if they're up in the top 12 or 14 then. Now we're talking about something. So I'm not worried about that. So I'm going to say fiction.
I think it's about right in terms of what the national media is going to give to the Browns. So I'd say it's fiction that it's too low. In my mind, it is a fact, though. I think this team, right now, at the minimum, you'd say they're right in the middle. They can beat anybody. They can lose to anybody, unfortunately, as well. But this is an opportunity to change that narrative. That's why this game is so important. And if they do, as you said, beat the Steelers, they move up, I think, around the 16
so
mark.
So they should be right at 16.
The middle. That's where they should. Okay. That's where I would put them. But so I understand that in the national world, it's a prove-it to me, Browns, as well it should be. The Browns have not proven it. We know we're here. We're intimate with it. We feel the differences here. But I think it's for now, I think it's appropriate and good. Let it be something they put on the bulletin board. You guys are being disrespected. That's fine. Come out and prove it. Earn that respect. That's what a Browns team has to do, and I think they will take a big step towards that this Sunday against the Steelers.
Fact or fiction?
The New Orleans Saints are the NFL's most disappointing team so far this season.
I'm going to go with fact. I think, as I said, they are a team that a lot of people pick to go to the Super Bowl and represent the NFC and also win the Super Bowl. The other team that I throw in on this, too, the Washington Redskins. I think DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, RG3, who's not even playing now, Alfred Morris in that offense and a Jim Haslett-led defense is highly disappointing us in the NFC East. But I'm going to go with fact. New Orleans Saints, yes, absolutely.
I'm with you, Matt. I got to go with that because, you know, this is not the kind of start that they were expecting down in the Big East. Easy. It certainly dug themselves an enormous hole if they're going to. And listen, they got to host home games. Now they're in trouble even getting there. But they know they've got to host home games in the NFC. I mean, you can't expect to go out if you're them, go to Seattle, even go to Frisco and beat those football teams, maybe have to come up to Green Bay. So they've put themselves in a very untenable position. So, I think it's fact. No one's put themselves in a worse spot than them.
I think it is a fact. I'm going to go with a couple other ones that I want to throw out there as well, though. I think the Chicago Bears at 2-3, considering they're 2-1 on the road, 0-2 at home, and the losses at home have not been good losses. I think they're a little disappointing with it. You talk about firepower. They've got Cutler. They've got Forte, Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, Martellus Bennett. They should be doing better. Their first-round pick, Kyle Fuller, is playing well, and yet for some reason it's a team that can't find ways to win at times, and they find themselves at 2-3. I think that's a disappointing one. And I know that the Jets don't have necessarily the most talent, but if you would have told me 1-4, I would think Rex Ryan probably thinks that's pretty disappointing. They've scored 79 points on the season. That's bad. And while I didn't expect the Raiders to be any good, as your boy Chucky Wood over there, Matt, said, they're an embarrassment right now, and it's been an absolute debacle out in Oakland.
They have, and it's no surprise. Those were other teams. I just thought that the most the ones that we expected more from.
Preseason Super Bowl contender, supposedly,
correct.
The New Orleans
absolutely. Saints. And a team competing to win their division with the Washington Redskins. Highly disappointing.
And the Rams, I felt preseason prior to the game there was a lot of buzz as a sleeper team. But once they lost Sam Bradford, I think it's kind of been
and it's the toughest
it's
division
tough
in football,
them.
Too. Right.
Tampa Bay a little bit disappointing as well.
Lovey's group would be a little bit better than they come out of the gate.
They were kind of
a
sleeper, you know, playoff team as well. All right, so that's that one.
Fact or fiction?
Last fact or fiction, Brian Hoyer is a better dancer than Joe Thomas.
I'm going to go with fact because I think you throw the quarterback position into the skilled position side of things and the offensive defensive line considered non-skill. So I think Brian Hoyer's got a little bit more wiggle in his hips. He shook it a little bit faster than Joe. He dropped it just a little bit lower than Joe, so I'm going to go with fact.
All of that is cool. I'm going to go fact, too. And I think – now, this might be so 2012, I think. But did Brian break out? Was he trying to get into some Dougie?
It looked a little bit like a little.
You know what I'm saying, Nathan?
Yes. Sway of a Dougie. Yes.
I kind of said, now is Hoyer trying to get him some Dougie going on here? I thought that maybe that was it. But that's cool, you know, whether or not that, you know, it is a couple years down the road. That's okay. Brian's more concentrated. Other things, but I thought it was pretty decent the way he stepped out.
Interjecting really quickly, I just got to say, having been in locker rooms where there's dancing, the fact that you've got your 7-year vet, Pro Bowl, can do no wrong, Joe Thomas, dancing with you, just goes to show how excited these guys are to win. win and win on the road, yes, and a true celebration that is about to happen when these Browns turn things around
for
good.
And I don't think Thomas had to be prodded too much.
No,
he
no.
Like, you know, there was no – because a lot of times guys will hide back and guys will push you out there. No, Joe didn't have to be prodded. He was out there saying, let me show you what I got, Wisconsin style.
He was. And I'm going to say, though,
I liked it.
I think it is a fact. Hoyer, I thought, a little bit better rhythm out there. A little, he looked a little smoother. He had a little more of a glide there. And I thought he kind of worked that dance move, was building off the one where he sidestepped a defender and hit the touchdown. Looks like he had
that same
slide out there on the dance floor. Matt, did you ever dance in a locker room? What about like after the Super Bowl win? Was there any dancing?
The Super Bowl, you know what's so funny is about a Super Bowl when guys are everywhere. There's guys on the field. There's guys doing interviews. There's guys in the locker room. There's guys that want to get showered and change.
And your families are down there.
Yeah, so it's guys were everywhere. So, no, not after the Super Bowl, but absolutely. One of them happened to be here in Cleveland when it was at San Diego Chargers. We clinched the AFC West, clinched the playoff spot. So we were bundled up. It was that minus 14 snowball when Gates had 100 and some yards.
Yep.
It was 28-0 or something like that. So we danced because we clinched a spot, but nothing like this. The Dougie wasn't around yet.
Did my man Marty ever break it down with you?
Marty never broke it down. No, neither did Norv.
I was going to say, what about Norvell? I want to see Norvell getting in there.
No, but Norvell would tip a few back with you, you know, at the bar afterwards, at the game,
at the hotel, for sure.
Norvell.
Me too. All right. Cool. We're going to come back with just a few moments. Our final segment, going to answer some fantasy football questions for you that you tweeted to @Browns_daily. So last chance to get those in. I'll be doing that. And then we'll also give our final thoughts here on this Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's Steeler Week. It's a big one, folks.